Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Well, you're going to have to speak a little differently. I can barely understand you. But this is, my name is Thomas Wagner, and I'm noticing I've got a charge to my credit card for $67.52, which I don't know what I'm supposed to be getting for that. I didn't authorize that.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name again?
55020, and my name is Thomas Wagner.
Yes, sir. Could you verify your mailing address?
26361 Zachary Avenue, Elko, Minnesota, 55020.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was a order that was placed for a smartwatch.
That was supposed to be a free watch, and I paid for shipping, which was a couple days earlier.
Yes, sir. By placing that order, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription. It looks like that subscription was canceled on the 13th of April. However, you stated to the agent that you spoke to on the 13th of April that charge was disputed, so you'd have to call back with your bank before we can do anything else.
So you're saying you reversed the charges?
No, so you would have to call back with your bank on the phone before we can issue a refund.
Who am I supposed to call back to?
You would call this number back, but you would have to have your financial institution on the line.
I would have to have what?
Your financial institution, your bank.
It's Discover Card.
So you would have to have your financial institution on the phone as well.
You know what? I actually reported as a fraud. And if this is the way you're going to deal with this, then you can answer to them, okay?
Yeah, so what happens when you file a dispute is that we verify the terms and conditions that's on the website. We also verify that the order was delivered and your account goes into a chargeback. So in order to avoid that chargeback, you would have to call back.
You're just not making any sense to me. Okay, you didn't send me anything that I ordered, and I didn't authorize that. So I don't know what the big deal is. Why are you making this so difficult?
That order shows as delivered April 16th at 12:04 p.m. by the U.S. Postal Service.
Okay, yes, it was, but that was I did a survey with T-Mobile, and that was supposed to be a free phone, and all I was supposed to pay for was shipping, which I did earlier. It was $5.74 for shipping.
Yes, sir. By placing that order, that is an entry gift into our subscription. That's stated on the website.
You're still not making any sense to me. That was supposed to be a free phone, so you're not supposed to be charging me for that.
It's not a phone, that's a smartwatch.
Okay, yeah, you're right, it's a smartwatch. Okay. And actually that smartwatch is worth about $20 or $30 at the most, not $70.
The charge was for $67.32, not $70.
That's correct, but that watch was supposed to be free.
That's an entry gift for joining our subscription.
What you just said, I didn't understand a word you said.
It is an entry gift for joining our monthly subscription.
Okay, I don't want any of that. I never authorized that.
The account was canceled on the 13th of April.
Yes.
Yes, sir. That cancellation stops any future billings, but you stated on the 13th of April that charge was disputed. So you
yes, I did.
Yes, sir. So we can't issue a refund until you call back with your bank on the line.
And how the heck is that supposed to work?
You would just initiate a conference call.
Oh, God. Okay. I guess you know what I don't I, goodbye.
Thanks, Marcus.